In the 1970s, bear hunting got so popular the DNR thought it had another timber wolf on its hands, a large reclusive mammal being driven, if not to extinction, at least to scarcity. So in 1982, with about 8,000 bears left, state wildlife managers decided to reduce the number of hunting permits. If they could have peeked ahead to 1999, they might have done the opposite.
We'd probably have to harvest about 6,000 just to stabilize the population now.
DNR bear biologist Dave Garshelis has watched the animal's stunning resurgence. Like timber wolves, bears have expanded their range south and west into cornfield country and sometimes into suburban trash can country. Minnesota bears also have bigger than average families. 3 cubs is normal here. But Garshelis says at the heart of the bear revival is a change in humans.
Sort of used to be that bears are a varmint, and if there was a bear around, you just kill it, and there's no questions asked about that. Most people don't feel very comfortable with that anymore, and most people will call the DNR, ask for advice, and even if the advice is, well, maybe you have to kill it, a lot of people still don't want to do that. And I think that mentality has changed, certainly, in the last 20 or 30 years.
It's not like the bear ever had the ruinous PR wolves once endured. Bears, both powerful and clownish, have been stumping around in American popular culture since America got a popular culture.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
In fact, bears have been seen as cuddly since long before Teddy Roosevelt's mercy to a hunted cub gave us the world's reigning currency of comfort. Garshelis says even as research yields new insights into the Bruin mind, part of the intrigue of bears may be traced to mythology thousands of years old.
They do have this appearance. They have 5 fingers and 5 toes, and when they stand up, they're about our height, and they look kind of like us, and particularly, you know, when you take the skin off a bear, I mean, it really does kind of look like a person. There's all this folklore about, you know, sort of people going down into dens with bears and people kind of marrying bears and being in this kind of underground bear world and going back and forth between the human world and the bear world.
Lately it's been the dopey-looking bears. He used to do a lot of the more realistic, serious bears, like this redwood piece. But just recently, these whimsical bears have really taken off.
Clover Luter shows off dozens of life-size chainsaw sculptures in the yard of her dad's business on the tourist strip north of Brainerd. Her dad, A.J. Luter, was 1988's national chainsaw carving champion. The sculptures in the yard, 90% bears.
What do you think it is about a bear that has this sort of appeal?
I don't know. I think it's kind of like having a really big dog, if that makes any sense. If you take a big dog for a walk, you get more looks and you feel better, and I don't know, just something about having something big and powerful. But most of these bears have big, dopey looking faces, and so they're big and powerful but friendly, kind of like my dad.
By the late 80s, the DNR was no longer worried about black bears. In fact, they wanted to level them off a little, say at about 10,000, which is coincidentally about as many as A.J. Luter has carved. Again, if only they could have peeked ahead. The nearest you'll get to marrying a bear these days is a visit to the Vince Schutte Wildlife Sanctuary. From the Twin Cities, drive north to Virginia, then cook, fill with gas, and then drive north some more. The first person you'll see at the sanctuary is intern Jason Pouts. One of his jobs is to protect cars in the gravel parking lot from playful bears, which explains the bucket he's carrying.
Sometimes bears see cars as their toys, their personal toys, because they like to be on top of things, so get other perspectives, you know. Well, what we do is we put out buckets of scat, which, you know, other bears don't like. It works as a good bear deterrent.
The Schutte Sanctuary is a peculiar hybrid of nature park and zoo. It's a clearing in the woods 200 yards in diameter, with a few RVs for the volunteers and dozens of stumps where food is laid out for the bears. There are far more bears than volunteers.
Never let your guard down. Don't get the impression that these bears are tame.
Clary Lee, a co-founder with her husband of the American Bear Association, issues safety tips to a visitor.
Should one approach you, what you need to do is put your arms up, make yourself look bigger. Talk to the bear. Talk firmly and softly and completely Move back.
The sanctuary's founder, Vince Schutte, was a logger whose camp boasted such tempting food it was persistently raided by black bears. By 1952, Schutte had shot so many of them he was beginning to feel regret, so he put away his rifle and started putting out donuts. A few years ago, he turned over the sanctuary to the association, which has continued against convention to feed the bears.
I don't think the ranger's gonna like this, Yogi.
We do not promote the feeding of wild bears where they associate food with people. Now, you're wondering, why in the world are we feeding? Well, the reason is there's almost a 50-year history of feeding at this site, and what inadvertently
the defense of bear feeding tops Clary Lee's talking points, whether alone with a reporter or with a crowd of 50 on the sanctuary's viewing platform. But few of the sanctuary's 20,000 annual visitors are bothered by the practice. In fact, many bring scraps or bags of dog food to help out.
I love their gentleness. The mysteriousness of them?
Oh, they're not mysterious. I think everybody looks at that and remembers their childhood when they were a child and they had a teddy bear. And they look at these black bears and they think of their childhood. It's like, oh, I wish I want to hug it. And my fiancé says, don't try it.
Below the platform, a dozen bears wander the clearing as if no one were watching. Most are black. A few are cinnamon or chocolate. A heavy brown bear known as Carl has curled up with a stash of shell peanuts brought by a visitor. At last count, Minnesota was home to 27,000 bears. Hunters here now take more bear than in any other state. Yet the DNR keeps revising its maximum population goal upward, and the bears keep barging past it. Biologist Dave Garshelis says, for better or worse, black bears have outgrown efforts to control them.
There's a point where, you know, your government, Department of Natural Resources, cannot be responsible for handling, you know, this population. I mean, it's like, well, we tried, but it's just not possible. And maybe we shouldn't be looking to the DNR to manage something like this closely.
DNR bear biologist Dave Garshelis. Leif Anger, Minnesota Public Radio.